bunny?
Yes.
Did you say yes? I didn't hear a yes.
I said yes. It scared the cat.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, cat. Meow, meow, meow. It's important to follow the news. It's your civic duty to keep up to date with the news that's all around you. But I understand that that can be very difficult to follow the news when your president is a fat, corrupt, racist, and rapist who's afraid of sharks and stairs and is quickly turning your country from a shining city on a hill into a dangerous shithole. Well, never fear, because the Pope on Film podcast is here to help you with the news that may have fallen through the cracks with the Pope on Film News Smatterings.
Yes.
So this is actual news that you might not have heard throughout your week. So don't worry, because we've gotcha, you know?
Yes.
We've gotcha covered.
Does Nickelback come up in this at all?
Huh?
Does Nickelback come up in this at all?
You keep cutting out in the beginning. What are you saying?
Does Nickelback come up in this at all?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It does not.
Well, just a quick shout out to Nickelback, okay? There's one good move.
Like, we are in such a horrible existence right now that Nickelback has been dragged into a fight with the president. Like, what the hell is wrong with existence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, absolutely just insane. But anyway, the first story, just to let you know, is a story about a dead baby.
Okay.
But, you know, I hate to say this, but I think it's true. I think this is a pretty hilarious dead baby story.
Okay.
As far as dead baby stories go, I think this is a pretty feel-good dead baby story. just, you know, being honest. So, there was a white woman named Caitlin Klobes.
Okay.
Her first name was Catelin, so already it seems... She seems pretty white. And then Klobes, C-L-O-B-E-S, Caitlin Klobes. She was a white woman. She was a young white woman. And she had a baby. Her daughter, Evie Gale Klobes. E-V-E-E, like she was a Pokemon.
Okay.
Evie Gale Klobes was a healthy young baby girl. There was nothing wrong with her. She had she was a picture perfect, a 100% happy, healthy baby, and there was nothing wrong with her. And then when she was 6 months old, she got her shots. She got, you know, she got her vaccinations. She got all of her shots, her immunizations, and a day and a half later, she was dead. And it was a big shock, and the mother was absolutely just hurt and broken,
and she
didn't know what to do. Well, that's when the anti-vaccination movement pounced on Mother Caitlin.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, well, you know what happened. She was killed by the immunizations. She was healthy, and then she had her shots, and now she's dead, and it is disgusting that this is being allowed to happen in our society. Don't worry, we are going to fight for your baby. We're going to fight for Evie. We're going to make sure that everyone knows her story and knows what happened to her. And next thing you know, there were billboards all across America with Evie's face on them. And then in big, bold letters were the words, healthy babies don't just die.
Okay.
Well.
Well, yeah, it's they do, though?
Let's say their
health just drops off really, really suddenly. Because nobody dies healthy. I mean, death is the exact opposite of health.
Yeah. But they turn this baby into just the poster child for the anti-vaccination movement, and there are still billboards with her face, you know, next to highways all across America. Well, the autopsy results are finally in on little baby Evie. And as it turns out, you're not going to believe what killed her, huh? It seems as if the baby was crushed to death in its sleep. Apparently, Mother Caitlin was co-sleeping with the baby, rolled over the baby, and crushed the baby to death. Good job, anti-vax movement!
Okay.
I mean, I hate to laugh at a dead baby, but I'm not really laughing at the dead baby. I'm laughing at the anti-vax movement, you know?
Okay, so now I am a barren man. I have not had children. Therefore, I have not slept with babies. I've seen it done.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, how hard is it to cry? I mean, would you not wake up at some point?
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, it seems like sleeping with babies is really common.
Yeah. Most people say that co-sleeping is a very, very dangerous thing and you shouldn't do it. And I believe that most parents should not do it. But I've had five kids. I have five kids in this house, and let me tell you something. Natasha is great at co-sleeping because I just stay in one spot when I sleep and just knock the hell out. I could sleep anywhere at any time. But Natasha is just such a sensitive sleeper that she's there and she's holding the baby, and the baby moves in any way whatsoever, and Natasha knows, and she just has the baby dar.
Yeah.
And she's just amazing with co-sleeping. I'm against co-sleeping only because I am so sick of Eleanor kicking me in the balls and face while I'm sleeping. It sucks. It sucks. And then Natasha just wants more and more room. So basically, I've become a master at sleeping on 6 inches of the edge of a bed. It's like I'm about to fall off a mountain.
Yeah.
Every second while I'm sleeping is what it's like for me to sleep. It's very difficult. So anyway, Evie Gale was crushed to death in her sleep. In other news, Politico.
Yes.
.com, very serious, well-respected news site, very prestigious.
Yes.
So, It surprised many people that a recent article published in Politico shocked people. Politico shocked America a few days ago with a shocking article. The article in question wasn't shocking in and of itself. It was just a standard article about Trump's growing Ukraine scandal. But the headline that they actually ran read as follows. This was the headline of a major article in Politico that ran on their website. They ran an article about Trump's Ukraine scandal with the headline, quote, "Just another day in Fucknutsville."
Are you kidding?
That was the headline of an actual Politico article. The the headline stayed up for a few hours until it was eventually replaced with a more standard headline. It is believed that what happened was Politico was going to publish this article, and they just had sort of like a placeholder headline.
Yeah.
And they just forgot to replace it when it came publishing time.
Yeah.
So like there are, so there are people who are in charge of publishing the articles and they're like, oh, I need to put some placeholder headlines. Fuck this fat ass. That's one article. Yeah. This other one will be called Trump's a piece of shit. And then what should this one be called? I don't know. Just another day in fuck Nutsville.
Yeah.
And that actually ran.
And on, they forgot like, the to front change
page
it.
Of Politico.
So it was like the sneaker in the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's wonderful. What a great headline for our modern day. You know? Every day is another day in fuck Nutsville.
It gives me a little bit more respect for Politico than I normally have. You know?
Yeah.
Politico I find annoying. You know, I find it annoying because it's a very centrist paper. It's very centrist reporting, you know. And the thing is when I bring this up to people, okay, there is a difference between saying that something is biased and calling it fake news. You know, and it seems like people don't get this. Every fucking news source ever in the history of man is goddamn biased. All of it, because humans are biased. That's how it is. You know?
Yeah.
The trick is to look at the news source and see how the bias runs. You know, so you know where you cannot completely trust their opinion. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, so like Politico hates Bernie Sanders, you will not see a positive Bernie Sanders article. That's just how it is. I'm not saying it's a bad paper. I'm not saying that it's making shit up. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying it has a heavy centrist Democratic bias.
Yeah.
You know? Man, I brought the mood of the room down.
Well, no. It's every day in America right now is just another day in fuck Nutsville.
Yeah, so for them to say fuck Nutsville, like Beto O'Rourke, man. Like, I just don't like Beto O'Rourke because he's a fucking liar. You know, flat out, he got caught lying, and that pisses me off. But when he looks at the American people and he's like, let's talk about guns. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
I won't vote for you, but I might have to blow you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, good Christ, somebody said it.
Yeah. I don't care for the man myself. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. So I have one final story. This is a story out of Georgia.
Okay.
Specifically, a small town called Cartersville, Georgia. The town has Carter a grocery Country? Store called...
Carter Country?
What'd you say?
Carter Country?
No, the actual state. The actual state of Georgia. Cartersville, Georgia. The town has a grocery store called Ingles, and they have a female cashier there. She's known by the customers as Miss Barbara. She would ring up customers. Miss Barbara would ring up customers, hand them their receipt, and then as they grabbed for the receipt, she would grab their hands and say, "Can I pray for you?"
Oh.
Well, some people didn't take too kindly to a goddamn cashier forcing her religion and her touch on people. So some customers complained, and management told her to stop. So, over 100 Christians held a protest in the Ingles parking lot against the, quote, religious prosecution of Miss Barbara. And it says a lot about modern Christianity that they're not protesting after a mass shooting, yeah, or when Donald Trump separates children and babies from their parents and lock them in cages to die. No, an old white woman forced prayer on people buying, yeah, toilet paper, and she's being, you know, repressed. Let's all gather together and protest this. You know,
yeah,
if you're protesting an old white lady forcing her touch and her religion on people and not all of the fucked up things that are happening on an hourly basis, then there's, yeah, something wrong with your fucking Bible.
Oh, God, you know. Yeah.
And also, if this woman were Muslim, there wouldn't be, you know, 100 people protesting in the Ingalls parking lot at Cartersville, Georgia. You fucking two faces.
Yeah.
If she was a black woman, there also wouldn't be 100 Christians in the parking lot of Ingalls.
No. It's all gone insane, man. It's this is where we are, where Donald Trump literally put out a note and said, "Hey guys, here's complete evidence of this crime I committed." And then the next day he says, "No, I didn't." And you've got like 40% of the country saying, "Well, he says he didn't." Like, what the fuck?
I think the way that Donald Trump is getting away with shit is that he does crimes, but out in the open for everyone to see, and that just confuses people.
Yeah. Kathy, you know?
Because it's like,
Kathy Griffin should have tried that, you know?
Yeah.
There should have been her picture holding Trump's bloody head. And then when anybody asked, said, "No, I didn't." No,
that... it's just confusing because Donald Trump was literally in front of all of the news saying, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope that you can find Hillary Clinton's missing emails."
Yeah.
This is me, Donald Trump, a presidential candidate, on the news live asking Russia to interfere in our election. Yeah. And then he says, "I didn't ask Russia to interfere in our election." And it's like, you did. You did it in front of all of us. We all saw. And that's what he keeps doing. And he's like, I didn't ask Ukraine for help. And now that I'm here in front of these cameras, hey, Ukraine, help a brother out.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't ask Ukraine to help me. But now that I'm on camera, Ukraine, can you help me? And
yeah.
It's like he can't be a genius. You know, if he's like literally on camera in front of everyone, you know, confessing to all these crimes, and yet there's still so many people that are drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid, and this is all gonna end bad. Like, I'm a big fan of impeachment because the guy's just a lying douchebag. But
yeah,
at the same time, like I was reading an article today about how this is all gonna end badly, and it's like, sure, there are only like 25 or 30% of Americans that 100% believe in Donald Trump, as opposed to like the 70 that are against him.
Yeah.
But still, like 25 to 30% of America are still 30 million people, and they all have fucking guns.
Yeah.
Sure, they're a minority, but they're a vocal, dangerous minority with weapons. And it's just, oh, Jesus, this is all going to end bad. The president is literally out there telling all of his Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinkers that, like, Democrats, they're doing a coup. They are enemies of the country, and they must all be stopped. And all these motherfuckers are just polishing their goddamn guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, Jesus Christ, the shit's gonna hit the fan here, you know?
There really is one thing I really kind of want to see before it's all over, though. You know
what?
I want to see him walk out to a press briefing in his underwear. You know, and just like
I can see that,
and just be like, "What? What? Okay, so I'm not wearing pants. You got a question to ask?"
Yeah, he's losing it so much that
yeah,
like, every morning I wake up And I think, like, if I open up Twitter right now and it says that President Trump just shot himself, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, no. No.
You know, if I woke up tomorrow and he's just like locked himself in the Oval Office with a gun. No, that wouldn't be a surprise. Everything is horrible. Good morning, Eleanor. Would you like some dinner? Because I have dinner waiting for you. Would you like some food? I have no idea what you're saying. What are you saying? You want to slap a fish? Is that what you said? Hey, I have no idea what she's saying. So that's it for the Pope on Film news smatterings this time around. The next time that news falls through the cracks, we will definitely be there to catch all the debris for you.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
And cut on that segment.